This is Jim Inkster, and we're joined by Mary Beth Lima. She is a professor of biological and agricultural engineering at LSU, 23 years at the OOR School, and her book is Adventures of a Louisiana Birder, and she has become certainly fascinated with this part of our culture. It's a candid chronicle showing how one woman goes from casual observer to an obsessive bird nerd. Bird nerd, I like that term, and you're smiling. You're not taking offense by it.
Oh, no, I'm definitely a bird nerd. I mean, I'm a nerd in general, but specifically a bird nerd as well.
Well, John James Audubon certainly found the birds of Louisiana captivating, and for good reason.
He absolutely did. And in fact, there are over 400 species, almost 500, on our state bird list at this point. So given that there are approximately 1,000, 900 to 1,000 in all of the United States, that's a pretty good percentage coming through our state every year.
Well, the book is from LSU Press, and it is certainly a must-read for anybody who's into birds. If you're a bird nerd, this is your book. How did you become a bird nerd?
I think sort of by accident, which is interestingly, I think a lot of the ways that I've developed some of the most incredible passions of my life has just been chance encounters that sort of take off. And so in childhood, I enjoyed nature, kind of all parts, and my parents were really instrumental in getting me introduced to birds, rocks, shells, plants, trees, etc. And my mom picked up birding more as an adult. And when I moved here, I noticed there were some different birds, but was running with a group of ladies who were a generation older than me, and they all got into birding about a year after I moved down. And so we would run and bird while we were running, and it just sort of took off from there.
And in Massachusetts, you don't have the same kind of adventure.
No, it's quite a different kind of adventure. So yeah, I was started my life in Massachusetts, and the birds are, there are some that overlap, but there are a lot that do not. It's pretty different.
Over 300 species in Louisiana, and you in 1 year, you took in quite a few of them.
Yeah, so there's, like I said, there's about 482 on the state list right now.
482?
Yeah, but for people who list or who are looking to see a lot of bird species in the state, sort of our magic number is 300. So if you can get to 300 in a single year, you're doing pretty well.
And you did it.
I did. The second time, not the first.
Well, you got to stay busy doing this. I imagine you're traveling all the time.
I will say I actually did two big years. In the first one, I traveled a lot and didn't see as much. In the second one, I didn't have nearly as much time, but I had a lot more knowledge and information. And
you
so you can,
go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can target what you're looking for and really get over 100 species in a day easily at certain times of the year.
What are some of the hot spots?
Cameron Parish is a real hot spot. There's a lot of coast there. We have a lot of gulls and terns and shorebirds. Mm-hmm. There are chenilles, essentially forests right along the coast. And so during migration, under the right circumstances, lots of migrating birds will land there. Cameron Parish is huge. There's a lot more birds than people. And so there are over 400 birds in that parish list alone. So I really enjoy Cameron Parish. But really, there's birding, wonderful birding all over the state.
We're visiting with Professor Mary Beth Lima. Her book is Adventures of a Louisiana Birder, 1 year, 2 wings, 300 species from Mary Beth Lima. And I would imagine certain times of the year are better than others, too.
Yeah, it does depend on what you're looking for, but generally it's spring that is really incredible. So usually about mid-March to late May, you just have many, many bird species that stream through Louisiana by the millions and are headed up north to spend the summer.
Well, you certainly have become immersed in our culture, and you, I imagine, have encountered many others who have similar passions. What's the average bird watcher like?
I don't know that there is an average bird watcher. I think there are. I love the birding community in Louisiana. Everyone is very giving, so you know you share your certainly your love of birds, but your favorite birding spots, and so we have Facebook pages, and we have a listserv where if you see a bird that you think other birders will be interested in, you share it. So I would just really say that cooperation and friendly competition characterizes a lot of birders. Louisiana Museum of Natural Science has one of the best ornithology programs in the world, and many of the faculty and staff there just share very generously of their time to teach those of us who are not professionals best practices in birding, and everything there is to know about birds. So it's really a wonderful community.
You write about brown pelicans, of course.
I do. And white pelicans as well.
Yeah, well, we have a few of them in Louisiana, and they're quite captivating. So where's the best place to find pelicans?
On the coast. So, and they nest, if you go to Grand Isle, there's Queen Bess Isle, island off the coast of Grand Isle, where you can see a lot of nesting pelicans in the summertime. But yeah, brown pelicans are generally coastal. They're not really inland, where American white pelicans, those are the ones that show up every winter in the lakes in Baton Rouge, they can be more inland.
And you've been to some other southern states too. Are there other states that have similar prospects for bird watching?
Yeah, I would say all the Gulf Coast states are excellent spots to watch birds. You know, many of the species overlap, but depending on where you are, east or west, you might get a different group of birds. You know, there are some places that are famous for just particular types of birding. Mm-hmm. But again, I think birders in the spring who want to see lots of different kinds of birds like to go to coastal chenillers. So again, that's a Pevita Wood Sanctuary here in Louisiana. There's a place called Hyle Island in Texas. There's mm-hmm. Dauphin Island, Alabama. So throughout the Gulf Coast, there are really a number of spots that you can go.
What is it about birds that makes you a bird person? Some people are dog people. Some people are cat people. You're obviously a bird person. What's so compelling about them for you?
I would say I'm actually a dog person and a bird or a cat person as well. But I think for birds, it's I think for me they just really manage to put me in the moment. And so if I, you know, have a lot on my mind or I'm struggling trying to solve a problem and I see a bird, just everything falls away and I can just focus on watching it and enjoying it and being part of nature. So I think for me it's just it's just a great love of mm-hmm. species.
What are some of the species that are most compelling?
I think that depends on birders. So I know that one common one that I find compelling that's really common in Louisiana is the northern mockingbird. So that bird sings all the songs of different birds. And most birds learn the songs that they will sing for their lives in the first 6 weeks of their lives. And they sing the same songs their whole lives. But northern mockingbirds sing bunches of different songs. Some they make up on their own. But a lot of them, they're just imitating other birds. And they're really gregarious. They're, you know, you will notice them everywhere. They play with each other. You can listen to, at least for me, I like to listen to a mockingbird because I like to think that it gives me some insight into the birds that are around right now.
Are we doing what we should to protect these birds and their habitats?
There's a lot of efforts underway to protect birds, and I think a lot of birders are involved in those, but I certainly think that we could do more. I think it's incredibly important. There's been a lot of studies that have shown that bird populations are plummeting. If you talk to a lot of veteran birders in the state, the numbers of birds they see during migration have dropped precipitously in the last 20, 30, 40 years. And so I think it is incredibly important to support birds, you know, certainly through mm-hmm. groups like Audubon Society. But yeah, I think if you log into any bird organization, you'll have lots of ideas on how to do that. But Louisiana is an amazing place, but it's also environmentally fragile. So anything that we can do to, you know, save our habitat actually mm-hmm. also supports our birds.
Is that you on the cover?
That is me on the cover.
And it looks like it's an interesting time of day when this photo was taken.
It's twilight on West Niblett Road in Calcasieu Parish, and we had just been birding all day, and the fog started rolling in as the sun was setting, and it was just a beautiful blanket of fog just coming toward us.
And I would imagine you have quite a collection of photographs to go with the text that's so vivid in Adventures of a Louisiana Birder.
I actually resisted taking photos for a long time because I felt like I'd really rather focus on the bird and learning the bird. But recently I have gotten into taking pictures of birds, and I'm enjoying it very, very much. So, yes, I have thousands of pictures now.
Well, Mary Beth's journey in 1 year amounted to 11,626 miles and 61 road trips. Is that
That was the first.
Did I miss it?
That was the first crack that we took in 2012. I didn't actually compile miles for the second trip where we saw over 300, but it was fewer miles and fewer trips by far.
61 trips, according to my math. That's more than one a week.
Yeah.
And 11,000 miles is a lot of miles to do this, but you have an enormous passion. And how did you get your book published?
I had published a previous book on the LSU Community Playground Project that I direct at LSU, and finished that book in 2013 with the LSU Press, and we were celebrating the publication of that book, and Elisa Plant, who was my editor at the time, essentially through a conversation asked me if I wanted to write a book about birds in Louisiana, and I said yes.
Well, Eric Johnson, the director of the Bird Conservation Audubon, Louisiana, writes a story of the healing power of birds in the face of life's great challenges as told here in beautiful and heart-wrenching details. Whether you're a bird watcher or not, this captivating story of an emotional journey of love and loss makes us each remember our own vulnerability in this world. It also reminds us why birds matter and how a life of bird watching can provide balance, perspective, and new challenges when things get tough. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on your book. And so, for anyone who loves Louisiana's adventures, this is one that is quite a ride. Adventures of a Bird Watcher, Louisiana Birder, from Mary Beth Lima. Thank you so much.
Thank you.